Sky Daniels, and we are really excited to welcome the Autumn Defense, John Stratt and Pat Sansone are here with us. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I was doing the math, and it's obviously that could be dubious when I attempt that. Has it been 14 or 15 years that the Autumn Defense has been?
Wow, I guess it really is.
It has been
13,
long.
Hasn't it? It's really 13, I guess. Or 13 and a half. Yeah, first record came out in 2000, and we worked on it for a while. So, yeah, I'd say 99.
Yeah.
So, in every bit of due respect and deference to that fact, we've embargoed the term side project for this conversation.
Thank you.
It will not be utilized. This is going to be about what obviously has been an accumulation of work and something that the both of you have been committed to for a long time, and it results in the newest album, Fifth, which is getting great acclaim and airplay here at KCSN. Thus, we have you here today to talk and play music from the new record and talk about the show tonight at the Bootleg Theater. So why don't we let them have a taste of the music, and then we'll pick up and start getting caught up with the Autumn Defense, and we'll talk about the show tonight as well and make sure all our friends come out and see it. But right now, it's the Autumn Defense live on 88.5 KCSN.
What is this thing that I found? And can I handle it? Yeah. All of those girls that used to come around, they don't hold a candle to it. Yeah. Yesterday I had something to say, but tonight just gotta get the feeling right. What was that thing that you said? Do you remember it? Yeah. All of those boys that used to run the town, you were meant to be here with me, no matter what they want to believe. Oh. Ooh. Yesterday, I had so much to say, but tonight, I just gotta get the feeling right. What is this thing that we found? What is this thing that we found? Thing that we found.
88.5 KCSN, the Autumn Defense, coming in today, going to be playing a couple of songs from their new album, Fifth, and we're going to be talking about their show tonight at the Bootleg Theater. You got another one, and then we're going to really stop and get into some serious hard-hitting questions. What do you want to play next? Yeah, hard-hitting questions.
I think we're going to do one, the first track off the new record. It's called None of This Will Matter.
It's 88.5 KCSN with the Autumn Defense.
Pushing out from the run in this gunmetal dawn. In a matter of time, we'll be over the water. In a couple of years, none of this will matter. I can remember a time. For certain I was right. Takes a little time, it will soon be over. With a little time, there ain't no reason for nothing no more. With a little laugh, it goes on. Down. Takes a little time to move over the bad thing. With a little time to roll all night. I will long for the view there. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
KCSN, the Autumn Defense, John and Pat are joining us, serenading us with songs from their new album, Fifth, as they begin a tour, and they were gracious enough to stop by and spend time with us on this Saturday afternoon. Throughout the years, when I read interviews about the Autumn Defense, many times I saw, if not direct references to, inferences to the fact that you had a real love of melodic pop and rock that you might have heard in the 70s on the radio and you know, artists like the Big Bees, the Beatles, Badfinger, Big Star, and others. And you really do have an unabashed love for that kind of music, and it comes through in these songs. Are those some of your inspirations for when you approach songs for the Autumn Defense?
Yeah, I think when we first met in New Orleans, and you know, in the late 90s, we just realized that in a town that was so built around for, you know, New Orleans music and everything, we found a kindred spirit, you know, in Pat, and a guy that had Forever Changes by Love in his record collection, and Odyssey and Oracle, and we kind of bonded over those records, and I mean, I think it's it's a dog in here. I love it. It's safe to say that was like the early touchstones for our collaboration, I think.
When the time comes to write songs, and well, that's a question unto itself, because you do, like any good Chicagoans, you know, you have two jobs at least. You're always working. When do you find the time, and how do you separate your work from Wilco and your mindset and your work for Autumn Defense? How do you parse that out?
Well, we just find a way to do it. We just kind of, we fill the calendar, really, you know, when there is a window of time away from the other band, it usually ends up getting filled with other work, you know, whether it's working on the Autumn Defense or doing other production projects that I do or John does. So, you know, we love to make music. And the approach is similar in some ways. You know, the way Autumn Defense makes records is certainly similar to the way Wilco makes records, and different in other ways. Every project, every album has its own, you know, sort of set of parameters that have to be dealt with,
and dynamics,
mm-hmm.
and personalities, and it seems in that the fact that we did, you know, together, we're going, hey, well, it has been 13 years. It seems as if you two bonded and meshed particularly well, and it comes across in the music and in the harmonies. I have to note this thing that I found. I hope this comes as the compliment. I got it in the number of, we've gotten a lot of feedback calls whenever we play it, and people say, is that a new song from George Harrison? So, you know, I would take that as a compliment if I'm you. And I've said, no, actually, that's the, I'm, that's a great song. So,
yeah,
you know, there could be worse comparisons made.
Yeah.
I would think.
That song was written. I watched the recent documentary about Jeff Lynne. Mm. I don't know if you've seen it, but mm-hmm. it's a great documentary, and it is about him and ELO, but it's mostly about him as a producer and a collaborator with all these, you know, legendary artists. And I loved the documentary so much and was just so inspired by it, and just had that music in my brain. And I woke up the next morning and that song just came out. I just picked up a guitar and started strumming, and, you know, in a Jeff Lynne kind of way.
Have you seen this week's, the Tom Hanks produced CNN special on the British invasion?
No.
I heard about it.
Just in previews. Yeah.
There's at least five or six songs that are going to pour out of that one once you watch it. It really was a tremendous hour, and it went so fast. And all the people that participate in it, a lot of the writers, a lot of the principals, the insight was tremendous, and it was as densely compacted an overview of that British invasion and so well done that,
wow,
you guys want to, you know, it's going to be on 10 times a day on CNN for the next week. You
got
to catch it at one stop, because I think inspiration will abound on that. You're playing tonight, Bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance for fans of Autumn Defense to see Autumn Defense. We want to hear at least one more song and ask a couple more questions. What other song do you want to play now, so people get ready for tonight?
Sure. This is a song from our last album, which was called Once Around. And I guess this one is kind of inspired by one of the other B bands, the Birds, probably. It's probably the biggest one on this.
That's
one.
That's a letter that gets full use today in the interview.
Yeah,
we're going to go down
right.
The B catalog and go through all
right.
of them. It's the Autumn Defense, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN.
Every day is a brand new way of calling out those games we play. Tell me what is on your mind. Dream that that's true or a wish unkind. I wanna see with new clarity. I wanna know if it's you. No one knows when the light will be there. I can see it in your eyes that this comes as no surprise. Is nowhere to be found, and no one knows what is coming down, and every day is another round. I wanna see with new clarity.
It's 88.5 KC. This microphone has low T. I'm starting to find out. You can try, but it's just going to keep doing it. I'll hold it. We've been talking about, I guess the letter of the day is B, and we've been talking about great bands and songwriters that we all love. I can't let you leave without referencing how you spent your summer. And you were on the road with Bob Dylan.
Oh, right.
We had Jim James in it, and I basically asked him the question I'll ask you. Awestruck? Were you studying? How was it being on the road, and what was, you know, your sense of, you know, wow, we're on tour with Bob Dylan. What did you take away from it, and particularly what insight did you gain into Bob?
Well, not too much. I've seen him many times before that, and it was kind of like just having better tickets to Bob Dylan shows, frankly, for as much interaction as we had with him. His people were very nice. I would say it was, I think probably what I took away more from it was the chance to play with Richard Thompson and other sort of heroes, Bob Weir. I mean, we had these really great interactions and jams with them, including the My Morning Jacket guys, and I think that was the real memorable. You know, Bob is an island for sure. You know, and he, there was some talk of maybe collaboration, but I think all of us knew that, you know, the man is.
Well, you never know.
And you never know what could happen.
You'll
but
get
I think,
a call and say tomorrow, and that's pretty much how it's going to go.
I think generally, yeah. I think we knew that the possibility existed that it wouldn't happen. So, but it was nice to see him. There were great settings and great memories, like Garth Hudson coming out and doing Chest Fever, like incredible, just like The Last Waltz, like in Saratoga Springs, hitting the B3 and this the sound just going through the roof, and then him sitting there and watching Bob play and Bob just facing him and just sort of just looking at him from the stage, and it was kind of a beautiful moment.
Do you, when you yourselves are in moments like that and you're part of and you have become truly part of, you know, a musician's gathering and experience like that, your peers in that sense, do you ever like pinch yourself and go, how the heck did I get here? How, is this happening?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we're still just fans of all this music that's inspired us for, you know, all our lives. So, you know, I mean, we've gotten the chance to be around real heroes, you know. I mean, Neil Young, we were able to tour with Neil, and that was just an amazing experience. And we opened for the Stones once, and, you know, got to meet them, shake their hands. And we were able to meet Paul McCartney, you know, about a year and a half ago. And so, I mean, it is really astounding, you know, and I'm still, you know, I'm still just, I just feel so fortunate that I get to be in the presence of these people from time to time, you know.
And this is, you know, it's a wonderful feeling, and it's great that you maintain that sense of self, but you guys have become, you know, iconic in your own self, and yet here you are, that 14-year-old fan in you, the heart's still beating, and that's something that we certainly appreciate and love here at KCSN, and it's good to sit with two people that still have that passion that hasn't ebbed one bit, and that's why we want to invite all of our listeners tonight at the Bootleg Theater. You're going to be performing. We invite all our listeners to come out, and then after that, I believe you're heading back to climate that you're more used to. You're going to the East Coast next, right? Where it's 14 below, I think.
We just didn't get enough snow this year so far, and so we want to make sure we get enough.
And tonight we will have our band with us as well. We're out on tour with we have a great band, and the guys that helped us make this record, and we're just, you know, always thrilled to be able to play with them. And so, yeah, we'll all be there tonight.
Full band experience tonight. We heard the stripped-down essence of Autumn Defense today, and we hope that all of you can come out and see them tonight at the Bootleg Theater. I wish you well as you head back to the 14 below frigid. I'm sorry we could only come up with a crisp 68 degrees and sunny for you today.
It
was the best we could offer.
I'll take it.
But we are glad once again that today the Autumn Defense joined us live right here on 88.5 KCSN.